أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد صدق الله العظيم. On the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the Quraysh of Makkah, to the disbelievers, with regards to their not understanding the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power and the might to resurrect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect, and man will stand in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in another very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrates and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is unique, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. Certainly we created insan, we are the creators of insan. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ. And we know what his soul, what his self whispers, the thoughts that come in the heart of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all those thoughts. And Allah Rabbul Izzat over here shows that there is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's knowledge is so great, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is so perfect, that billions and billions of people on this earth will have thoughts that come into their heart, and each one of those thoughts, whether they are good thoughts, whether they are evil thoughts, all of it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here again, one important aspect is that as we sit here now today, perhaps we will not remember the thoughts that passed our minds and our hearts this time yesterday, but all that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thoughts that will come to our mind tomorrow at this time, all that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such is the knowledge of Allah, so perfect is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبَلِ الْوَرِيدِ. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we are closer to him, we are closer to insan than the jugular vein. Now the jugular vein gives life to a person in the sense that if the jugular vein is cut, then that person will die. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the closeness of the jugular vein to a human being, its importance. But however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to each and every one of us than our own jugular vein. Insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is concerned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closer to us than our own life, and that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full and perfect knowledge of every aspect of our lives. Then ulama have also explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to another very important aspect, and that is the aspect of ittisal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, Allah's nusrat, Allah's knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power, Allah's qudrat, in every aspect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with insan at all times. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand shows us his extreme knowledge, and on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the more we excel insofar as our deen is concerned, our deeds are concerned, then we get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spiritual closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Like in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, a servant is closest to Allah when that servant is in sajda. So that closeness refers to a spiritual closeness that a person enjoys and gains with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the different aspects of the closeness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has with us. On the other hand, there are those like Hafiz ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, he says that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also referring to Allah's angels that are so close to us, in that They protect us, they guard us, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His perfect qudrat upon man, and Allah shows His perfect knowledge upon man. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. That when the two receivers receive. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to two angels, and these angels Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ, seated on the right and the left of a person, that these two angels receive whatever a person does insofar as his deeds are concerned, insofar as his words are concerned, and more specifically, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ, that no word a human utters, but these words will be observed by these angels, رَقِيبٌ, they are safeguarding these words, in other words, they record those words, atid, and they are ever ready to write down the words that man would speak. So we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed the two angels, one on the right hand side, one on the left hand side. Certain narrations indicate that the angel on the right hand side writes down the good deeds of an individual. The angel on the left hand side writes down the ill deeds of a person. The angel on the right hand side writes down the good words that a person would say. The angels on the left will write down the ill and the evil words that will be said. Some of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum have also narrated that the angels write down each and every word that we speak. Whether that word is worthy of any reward by Allah, or whether that word is going to be a source of adab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of it is written down. Then on a Thursday, that which is not worthy of any reward, or that which is not a source of adab of Allah, is removed. But the fact is that each and every word will be written down. We also find in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the angel on the right hand side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints him as the supervisor. Whatever good deeds that is carried out, that angel writes down. Then the ill deeds that a person commits, the angel on the right hand side will command the angel on the left to wait a while, that perhaps the person commits the deed and then he makes tawbah and he seeks forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that would not be written down. Then also we find that the ulama have explained that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the word qa'id, that they sit on the left and the right hand side. In other words, they accompany a person wherever he may go. The only time that these angels will leave a person is when a person has to uncover his awra, perhaps when one has to go and relieve oneself, when one has to have a shower, etc. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given these angels such senses that despite the fact that they will leave that person for those moments, but Allah Rabbul Izzat grants them that sense that whatever deeds the person carries out, good or bad, these angels become aware of them and they write that down accordingly. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His extreme knowledge, and over and above Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge with regards to us, leave the knowledge of our deeds and our words. Allah has the knowledge of the thoughts that pass our hearts, but together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has it all written down, all recorded. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that all this will be recorded, and then in the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to it, that the day we leave this world, all of it will be, so to say, garland around our necks. And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say, اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, that oh my servant, read your kitab now, read this ledger of yours, this book of deeds of yours, and you yourself, you are sufficient for your own hisab. In other words, all of it will be in the book of deeds. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.